This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, is a drug which, if taken daily, can prevent HIV infection. More than 27,000 Australians are living with HIV, and PrEP is a potential game changer in combating the disease. Marketed under the brand name Truvada by Gilead, PrEP is available in Australia. However, the price can be prohibitive. Last year, the government knocked back a request to have it subsidised under the pharmaceutical benefit scheme, and we'll find out on Friday whether or not a new request to have PrEP subsidised will move forward. Thanks to the PrEP X trial, and through importing PrEP, many Australians have been able to access the drug and take control of their sexual health, as well as play a part in stopping the spread of HIV. The Informer's Dean Arcuri wanted to find out why Australians were accessing PrEP and spoke to some PrEP users about what using PrEP has meant for them. He speaks to Jacob, Josh, Jaden and Mark in this report.
How long have you been taking PrEP?
So I've been on the PrEPX study since it started.
Started at the end of November, so about like 2 or 3 months in.
Why did you want to go on the PrEPX study?
I think for me, going on PrEP was a couple of different decisions. One was, I think, just, you know, trying to prevent the spread of HIV and being part of that discourse. The other part of it as well is, you know, it's if something's, you know, available to you that is going to have a broader, wider impact for your community and also the people that you're going to be, you know, possibly having sex with, I think that's, you know, an opportunity that if you have it there, that you take it up.
It was one of the, it was like a peer pressure thing, like my friends were all doing it, so I thought I would do it. And it was also like, I am Pacific ones who want to have sex with me until I went on it because they have practices, I have practices, and they like that. I wasn't being unsafe about it.
The only side effects that I've had with taking PrEP were just in like the first couple of weeks, where which I think, from my understanding of speaking with my PrEP nurses, are pretty common. So like stomach cramps, a bit of nausea, and that's about it. And they subsided very, very quickly.
What's it been like being on PrEP?
Not much different to when I wasn't on PrEP. You just have to remember something else in your day. But besides that, and also like the first few months, I was super drowsy. The first few weeks, sorry, I was really drowsy. I'm having to get over that, but then you like learn to like what works for you.
I think when it comes to like managing sexual health, I think it's a bit of an interesting one for me. Like being a trans individual, going on PrEP was like a bit of a struggle to sort of like convince it, shall we say, to make that happen because it was so designated for men who have sex with men. But I think also is that, you know, there is some confidence there, I guess, in sort of like being a bit more comfortable, you know, having sex with people who are HIV positive and undetectable. Having different kinds of sex with people as well has been really, really interesting to sort of more openly discuss. However, on the flip side, there is a lot of slut shaming and PrEP slut shaming, if you will, that has sort of come with it. So, you know, on the whole, it's been a very positive experience, but there have been some interesting parts to navigate within the community itself and the people that I've been interacting with personally.
I feel like it's making me think more about sex and just like, where you're having it, like, what, under what circumstances you're having it, and just, like, why you're having it. So, although it is, like, a thing to prevent HIV, well, attempt to prevent HIV, it's made at least me think about more about my general sexual habits and stuff like that.
Well, I'm a topfer. Normally, you consider yourself pretty low risk, whereas I didn't think that was a normal strategy. And up until that point, I'd kind of been relying on my personality and appearance for safe sex, because when you don't feel or look good, wistful memories and active imagination are pretty much the safest kind of sex I was having. But as I sort of got a bit more active and was getting on the apps and meeting people, I wanted to make sure I was not only protecting my own health, but protecting those of the people that I was meeting up with. First, I was importing from overseas and just in general trying to look after my sexual health. And then the PrEPX study presented itself as an opportunity, so I went on that. And it's been fantastic to be able to combine it with getting your regular testing as part of the process. So having the 4 tests a year means something to me because it reminds me to go and do it. We all know we should. We just don't do it. And being on PrepX, not only are you able to give it back by, you know, providing that information to the study so that they can really have a firm idea of how PrEP is benefiting men who have sex with men, but you can also be put on a really good routine to know you have to go four times a year and get your full bloods, get everything done, and then look at your sexual health in a very serious way. Because I know a lot of us just choose not to because we don't want to know.
So how long have you been on PrEP?
18 months. Well, yeah, 18 months or 2 years, but ever since PrEPX started, I've been with the PrEPX program. And I'm very grateful for the VAC for funding it. It makes the whole experience more communicative. I've found that a lot of people are also on PrEP, so people are very keen to talk about getting that information out of the way quite early on in the discussion. So you feel like you've got much higher levels of trust in communicating with people, and then the conversation flows really easy. And I think that it's been very destigmatizing as well from my perspective as a person who doesn't live with HIV. So, you know, that's my perspective. Maybe other people would have a very different point of view. But it seems to me to have really reduced the stigma about sleeping or playing with people that may be living with HIV. And I think that it's given a lot more confidence that this isn't the be-all and end-all of discussions about how we're going to play. The other thing on the side is I'm becoming a donor father, and I'm going through that process at the moment. And I know that it's off-topic and a bit unusual, but going through that process of getting donations and PrEP being a part of that was quite interesting because none of the doctors had ever dealt with that as part of the sexual health screening. And using men who have sex with men have a really arduous time donating for a woman to conceive. But because I was on PrEPX, they treated me as in a heterosexual male, which was hilarious because men who have sex with men tend to have a much more savvy view about how they treat their sexual health than straight men do, because straight men think they're bulletproof. So I was categorised because I was on PrEP as a straight man.
That was Dean Arcuri speaking to Jacob, Jaden and Mark about why they started taking pre-exposure prophylaxis.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.